This map is created by Sebastian Münster during the mid-16th century and is titled Figura del Mondo Universale and is a map of the Ptolemaic view of the world.
This is a woodcut by Sebastian Münster that is essentially a throwback or an homage to a much earlier figure in the world of cartography by the name of Claudius Ptolemy. Ptolemy was a scholar at the famous university in Alexandria. He was a Greek Egyptian, and Claudius Ptolemy pioneered the concept of coordinates, lines of latitude and longitude, in order to pinpoint the locations of various things on the map. He compiled hundreds, even thousands of coordinates based on the information available to him in the second century after Jesus Christ. So this map is an attempt by a much later map maker, Münster, to give recognition to the pioneering work. Not much was known about the world. And so the portrait of the world that is given here is limited accordingly. We can recognize Europe. We can recognize the top part of Africa. We can recognize a good portion of Asia. But after that, there's little or no information, and it simply isn't portrayed on the map. The Indian Ocean, for all one can see on this map, may just be a very large lake. It seems to be completely surrounded by land. Again, in Ptolemy's time, part of Africa was a complete mystery. The term for this then-known part of the world was a Greek term, which was ecumene, a word that has found its way into modern English as the word ecumenical. Ecumenical meaning universal, all that was known. And so this ecumene is what is portrayed here. Surrounding the map are wonderful figures of wind heads, as they're known. The topmost is labeled as Septembrio. One gets an idea of how it is that our wind directions are determined today. A wind that is called a south wind in modern weather making is a wind that blows from the south, not to the south. And the concept was basically created by the notion that the winds must have come from somewhere, and the somewheres are these personifications of figures that surround the globe. Altogether, a wonderful map, not intended to be an accurate representation of what Münster knew quite well by that time, but it is a representation of what his illustrious predecessor, Claudius Ptolemy, knew at the time he was doing his work.